back to the Just Because podcast, a podcast about all things cosplay and life.
This cosplay and life podcast features me, Mangle Phantom, and
Marmalade. Hi.
Now, as you know, we're representatives for Australia, for WCS, for this year, happening in less than 2 months now.
Yeah.
You ready? You ready? I say this every episode, but we're doing the same recording day as the last episode, which is today.
Oh.
But look, we've changed outfits. What do you think? We've changed our background colours.
It's a new week. It's a new day. New day for you.
New day for you. This is coming out a week later from the last one.
It sure will.
If it's been a week since the last time you listened to us.
Mm-hmm.
But look at us. You can see all by the colours. Look at the colours of the background. What could we possibly be talking about today?
Oh, you definitely wouldn't have guessed off the thumbnail, would you, Jeremy?
Nah,
or the title of the video.
This is something new. This is a surprise.
It's such a surprise.
But would you believe we're talking about Instagram today?
Mm-hmm.
Cosplay and cosplayers on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Now, number one, if you really like what we do and you like listening to us, whether it be Spotify, YouTube, Apple, Samsung Podcast, whatever it might be, please drop us...
Samsung Podcast?
I just signed us up for it. iHeartRadio.
Didn't even know that was a thing. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please give us a rating. Leave us a comment. It helps push up our podcast so other cosplayers like yourself can listen to it. And
become better cosplayer. No, I'm
kidding. Yeah, well, look, if you like what we listen to, like, hey, these guys, they're a good vibe. They could give good advice. You know, you should listen. Spread the good word. Let us know about it. Like, let us know what you like about us, what you don't like about us.
When we fight, when we have heated discussions, when we rant.
When we get into it. Someone said, oh, I like Maya when she, like, gets these reactions, which is like, oh, the little girl at the Halloween.
Pirate costume. Is that how I speak? You're putting me up in a high voice like that?
Well, your voice is naturally a bit higher than mine.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm mocking it. I just accentuate
nuances. I'm only going to talk like this from now on. Well, I hope that's okay with you guys.
Oh, God. Maybe I'll talk like this because I'm a deep voice. That makes me look... No, I'm not. Just be you. Just be you.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, we're talking about...
Speaking of faking it, no.
We've had too much tea already. Now, we're talking about Instagram today. We talked about TikTok last time. You know, what was good about it, what was bad about it, why it's helpful, why it's not helpful, why it's great for us, what's bad for us. We're going to do the same thing, but for Instagram this time.
Yeah, we are. I think I've seen a lot of heated discussion at the moment going around on social media, especially. It's more so on TikTok, on Twitter, about the cosplay community and how cosplay has changed in the last 2 to 3 years. A lot of people have some pretty wild theories.
What are some of those wild theories that you've heard, Maya? Yeah. Let's have a chat.
It's the influencification of a hobby. But I think it's kind of the accessibility and the, what was it, just like, accessibility of how easy it is to do cosplay now and how quick and, easy to buy stuff
online. It's easy to get into, yep.
And then the, what's it called, like the professionalized nature of now the industry where it's not just a hobby, it's more a career, a job. Okay. Influencerification.
Yeah, right. Influencerification.
Yeah. Is that a word?
No. Let's say it is in 2023.
Yeah.
Influencerification.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
It's a lot of people talking about how they feel like cosplay is not the same anymore, about how they're feeling burnt out, about how they're not just having as fun anymore, and how they feel enormous pressure to continuously pump out costume, which I find interesting because I brought that up earlier in the podcast, like episode very early on, about the pressure of having to come up with new costumes all the time, and we sort of had a discussion around that.
Probably was the cosplay TikTok episode when I think about it.
No, I think it was even earlier than that, actually, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I think we were talking about like burnout and like how
Trend cycles.
I think it was about like buying cosplays and stuff.
Oh,
as well.
It might have been the buying one.
Yeah, because
okay.
A lot of cosplayers in this discussion, this trend, are discussing how expensive it is to do cosplay, and I absolutely agree. They made a lot of really good points, but we haven't really. I haven't responded to it on my social media. Have you sort of responded to any tweets? Or...
Honestly, if it's anything regarding the discussion of what we talk about in the podcast, it's really, I will reply to it on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless someone DMs me directly and be like, yo, what's your opinion on...
Yeah.
I don't get many of those anymore, so...
Yeah. No. But I sent you those when I was sort of coming across them in my feed going, oh, wow, look, Jeremy, people are actually kind of discussing.
Having a bit.
Because I feel like this is kind of the first time that in the cosplay space on social media, discussion has become a trend, whereas every other time it's just like a cosplay has gone viral, whereas this time it's an actual like
topic.
Analytical topic of discussion of whether or not people should cosplay for the right reasons or not, and like why they do it in the first place again, and kind of like whether or not it's worth it anymore. I think it's interesting to see it trending because these videos on TikTok have like a couple several thousand hundred views or something
In regards to that particular point they make about the what's the word that we made up before?
Influencification.
Influencification of cosplay.
Yeah.
What is your opinion on it? Do you reckon, yes, it's more of that, less enjoyable? Or no, it's just how cosplay has always been. How do you, what's your kind of opinion on it?
Yeah, I think mine's a bit complicated because I'm coming from a perspective of someone who has always chased after that as a goal, and it being with the goal and pursuit of cosplay becoming more affordable and more attainable as something I want to do more often because I enjoyed it so much. But it's hard because I'm someone who, as a kid, I grew up being like, you know what, I really like being creative. I really like the arts, and I don't know what I want to do as a career path. And this thing got thrown around of like, oh, if you like art, you should do graphic design. Do you remember that whole that whole era of like, if you like art, you should do graphic design.
That's the way forward. And I was like, the future.
I will never, ever, ever swore this to myself. I would never do advertising because I hated it. As a kid, I was like, you know what? This is the death of society and culture. It's like a 10-year-old child. I was like, I hate ads.
How do you feel about it now?
Now, I feel like I forgot that vow that I made to myself because I was like, you know what? I have sold out to advertise things.
Well, put it this way.
It was really difficult because...
You have obviously learned a lot more about the world since you were 10.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And you've kind of started to understand the... I won't say the necessity, but you're probably understanding the why people have told you over the years, advertising or marketing.
Sponsorship.
Sponsorship is such a big deal because if you do want to have some kind of platform to sell a product or... promote yourself as a person or as a business, those things are very important to learn about.
As a skill, for sure.
Yeah. You know, if you're more than happy, you know, working in a business where that is not important to you, then obviously you don't need it.
Yep.
But if you're wanting to become more of an entrepreneurial kind of person or do something where you play by your own rules and you do your own thing, it is very important.
Yes.
So it's hard to, you know, stay true to that 10-year-old vow. Sorry, the vow that you made when you were 10 years old.
And
moral compass, because obviously that has to kind of shift to accommodate for these things.
I agree with that. But I think it really depends on the category of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because if this is a product that will help you and improve your life in a dramatic way, absolutely. Great. Sure. Mm-hmm. Good advertising. People should know about it. Spread awareness. But if it's the, I would say, 90 to 85% of the junk and things that are just overflow in this capitalist society, consumeristic society, then I feel like I hate the ads. Because let's say Instagram used to be a place I loved scrolling through Instagram and like, oh, seeing what all my like friends are up to and everything back in the 2014 era. I've had my account, Marmalade, since 2014. And I remember logging on each day, seeing, oh, look at these leaders,
look at
these cosplayers. They're doing their little closet cosplays. That's cool. People are working on this, like little stuff like that. But now I cannot go on Instagram without being bombarded with like
ads.
So many freaking ads, and they're stupid. Most of the time, they're scams on Instagram. Guarantee. I've accidentally forwarded a link to a, you know, the Jungle's Cog bags, the like backpacks,
yes,
the like, cute ones.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw like an ad for a sale for Jungle's Cog's bag on Instagram. It was a scam. I dead ass sent this to my sister and a friend of mine, and they lost like $200. I feel really bad.
Okay.
But ever since then, I know that do not trust the crap you see on Instagram ads, because a lot of the time scammers can easily access like Facebook ad accounts and easily purchase ads. And it's just, I hate it. And then on top of that, you have all of these influencers now and a lot of cosplayers too, who are now creating sponsored collaboration content. I'm guilty of it.
Yeah.
I do it as well. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to pay my bills. But unfortunately, I do consider, like, if money wasn't an issue, I would absolutely not be doing that.
Yeah.
It doesn't align with
your values.
No, absolutely not. And I hate that I've kind of added to that platform becoming a space of of advertising, yeah. of consumerism culture, where I've now probably made my followers maybe feel like they need to buy this thing. Yeah.
It's one of those things.
Because I've endorsed it.
Well, I think, just in answer to that original question of has cosplay become this thing in which it's more of a influencerism of a hobby more than just a hobby now.
Yeah.
And I think, honestly, at the end of the day, you just ask yourself the same question every single time. Why am I doing cosplay?
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got to ask yourself. And it really should boil down to one thing, is which I enjoy making costumes, or I enjoy wearing costumes and talking to friends. And I don't think ever it should be, I enjoy doing cosplay because I like posting my pictures online and getting attention from people, which could potentially lead to money or a business deal or something like that. Because the second you say that's my focus or my priority, yeah, it's going to stop becoming a hobby. It's going to stop becoming this thing in which, oh, I could just talk to people and have fun.
I don't know if I agree with you. Based off, I was looking online on social media and I came across, I was kind of looking for cosplay vlogs, because I was, after looking at these viral, this trend, this discussion, I went, I was like, I'm going to go do a little internet analysis. Let's go look at some vlogs, like see what people are doing in there when they're dressing up in cosplay. What are they going and doing at these events? Because vlogs are like an easy way to see the lifestyle of these people. And I came across this girl who was, I think, neurodivergent, but she said that she was completely overwhelmed by the amount of people at a convention and felt really, really uncomfortable. And she said, oh, all I want is just a few pictures in my cosplay because I'm really proud of it. And then I don't want to be around all these people.
Okay.
So from that point of view, I think it is okay if you just want to get cosplay, like photos, and you don't want to meet people. I think that's fine.
Absolutely.
But it kind of like contradicts that argument that you brought up, because that if you only want that, then why are you doing it?
Well, what was her goal at that point in time? I was like, oh, I want to just wear pretty costumes and get cool photos for the fun of it, for me.
Yeah.
But the second you go, oh, I want to get photos so I can put them online, so I can get attention, so I can get attention from other people.
Well, what's she doing with those photos, do you think?
It's up to her. It's up to her.
I'm pretty sure she's posting them online.
Well, that's fine. Like, I think it's okay because, you know, if the goal was, I want to wear a costume because it's fun. I want to take photos because it's fun. But the second that the purpose of you doing cosplay is so you can get photos for attention for the potential of brand deals, that's when it's less of a hobby and more of a, I want to do this because I'm pursuing, you know, career things. Yeah. So I think at the end of the day, it comes down to the original question, which was, is it more about influencerism than a hobby?
Mm-hmm.
It really boils down to what you want from cosplay.
But is it impossible to partake in cosplay as a hobby and not have to interact and deal with those kinds of people anymore?
Not deal with them? That's a different question altogether at that point, right?
Yeah. No, but I more mean, can you be a cosplayer without encountering aspects of influencer culture anymore?
No. Yeah. I don't think
I would argue
it's,
that
it's possible.
Yeah.
Because it's...
It's deep set in the,
it's
in
part
the culture
of
now.
Culture.
Yeah.
But
Western culture, I would say.
I would also say as well, arguably, not a fact, just a viewpoint. Because I've been doing stuff since 07. And obviously there was not social media at that point in time, which was so prevalent. But there were still people taking photos of their wonderful costumes and putting it online.
Yeah.
And it wasn't at that point in time as viable to do it as like a career path, the sponsorship deals and, you know, people signing you on for being a model for a particular company or something.
Yeah.
But there was still an element of attention being garnered towards someone for their hard work.
Yeah.
And no, it wasn't Instagram or TikTok or Facebook, but it was still an online space in which people were doing it. So in response to the original question again, which is like, oh, it's trended more towards influencerism. Yes, because it's just social media is a lot more prevalent now than 10, 15 years ago, but I think it's always been there in some shape or form.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I agree.
Look, people can, I think, have a discussion or have a complaint about how it feels different, but it's just always been there in some way, shape, or form to me. So I think there's more of it, but I don't think it's, you know, completely different from what it used to be 5, 10 years ago. That's just my onion. Feel free to be like, Jeremy, you're wrong, and You're terrible. Like, it could be.
It's interesting. I feel like we've evolved this into a bit of a moral dilemma rather than talking about Instagram
itself.
As a platform in a more way. But I was comparing it to the gaming industry because you could say very similarly how streaming and gaming has now turned into a career and influencer culture has kind of become so like mainstream in the gaming community.
Absolutely.
But at its core, you still find gamers who enjoy their games and they don't necessarily complain about all these influencers like this now. I mean, maybe there will be the incels who complain about that, but I feel like cosplayers are quite sensitive to the ebbs and flows of the community because so much of cosplaying is supposed to be about the community, whereas I guess gaming you can do more so on your own in a smaller friendship group community. But a lot of these cosplayers I came across, I was sort of wondering, like, okay, because we've moved on to social media, is there the same fostering of community as there would have been in these in-person events 10 years ago?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think it's much less because I think meetups, at least in my opinion, used to be a little bit more frequent or more popular to do meetups rather than just, oh, we know what everyone's up to online.
It's really interesting that you say that. I would say yes and no.
Obviously not possible over COVID.
Not possible for COVID, but while that has been a thing, because a lot of community stuff is, you know, a lot of it's online.
Mm.
I think a lot of people at the same time are kind of starved that human interaction in person. There's only so much, you know, interaction that you can get from someone online where it becomes really personal. And, you know, meeting up in person is a much different experience than just doing it online. So as much as I'd say, yeah, there were more in-person meetups, you know, 5-10 years ago, I think they're probably even more valuable now just because the community is based so much online where we kind of want to have that, that interaction online instead.
Yes.
That interaction in person instead, sorry.
Okay. That's something these people were arguing though, is that it felt so different when you go to a con now. It just feels like a bunch of influencers standing around waiting for photos or taking TikToks and making media.
Yeah.
Instead of like socializing and talking and hanging out and not worrying about what their cosplay looks like so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like we've deviated absolutely from Instagram because...
Well, I think it's good to mention this at the start because a lot of Instagram is based around...
This climate
yes. of what people want from it. Some people, hey, I just want to take fun photos and share it with people.
Mm-hmm.
And other people's like, oh, I want to take this fun photo and make it go viral and get the attention. And that could lead... So I think at the end of the day, it does depend on what you want from cosplay.
Yeah.
And I think your...
I think your expectations.
Expectations.
Really, really important. I have had... I think I've said this before, but I have had people in person ask me, like, what can I do to get more followers?
And what's your immediate response?
I have a few things. I have, like, it depends what you want out of this.
Yep.
Because, honestly, in my opinion, follow count doesn't really mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. like it really isn't, it's not going to change your life. It's, you might think like, oh, one day when I have 25K, like Marmalade 2, I'm going to be so successful and happy. And like, it's all going to be amazing. But like, I'm so sorry I hit the microphone. But really it doesn't actually change that much. It's not really anything, physical, like it doesn't really lament success or happiness. So, that's probably the first thing I would say. And then I would say, if you seriously do want to try hard with you, if you're really invested, if you've decided this is something that's really important to me, I really want to gain followers so that I can become an international cosplayer, so that I can meet more people, so that I can work professional with gaming companies and makeup brands and stuff like that, then I have a few strategies that I would implement for people who want to create media, and I think I've kind of suggested things for you to do. Okay, so if you're new to Instagram and you don't know how to set up your profile page, or maybe you are already an established cosplayer or creator and you just want to like revamp everything, start off fresh, kind of do a little like audit of your page and be like, you know what, I want to shake things up. I'm not really feeling the old, which is a good thing to do every now and then. You are a human being, you evolve, you grow, you have new interests, and it's time to change things up every now and then.
Yeah.
So what do we look at when we're looking at a profile bio?
Let's start with number one, your username.
Yes, I agree. Yes.
Let's start with your username. Okay. Look, I think you can pick whatever name you want, just make sure it's not offensive in some way, shape, or form. But that's the way people are going to know you online. You can use your real name. You can use something which is...
I recommend not using your real name.
You don't have to. You really don't. Use it as something that means something to you.
Mm.
You might think, oh, it doesn't have to have cosplay at the end of it. It could. You don't have to. But it just depends what you want, because make sure it's something that you don't mind keeping.
Yeah, and people calling you that.
Calling you that as well. The only thing I can say from mine, I've had one since I was 15 and stupid. I could change mine. I thought about it. I'm like, there's nothing else I really resonate with at this point in time. Mine is, it's not stupid hard to pronounce, but no one gets it right the first time they say it. So I'm thinking, yeah, that's a bit of a weakness there. But, you know, you can change it. It's never too late to do a whole rebrand. So feel like picking a username.
Yes.
Something that you don't mind other people calling you in person.
Yes.
So you can, they will. They will call you that username in person. So make sure you pick something that you don't mind being called. And if you don't like whatever you got, then change it up. Just change it up.
Yeah.
Anything to add on usernames?
No, I would say, like, there's a slight thing that I would recommend avoiding is that if you are not of Japanese descent or cultural background, like, that's not your family heritage or anything, I wouldn't have a Japanese cosplay name. I've seen discussions around it, and I think it's, like, a little bit disrespectful, unless you kind of have some kind of tie to it, or, like, a really nice, meaningful story, like, if you were on exchange in Japan.
I mean, that's just it. Like, some people could have a very meaningful, you know, tie to a particular name or title, probably gifted to them by a Japanese teacher or something. We don't know.
Yes.
We don't know. So I think it's hard. It's very easy to assume things.
No, I think it needs to be something that you have personal connection to and can easily explain, because people will ask you, hey, what does your cosplay name mean? they will, out of curiosity, like you. Yeah. What does Mangle Phantom mean?
What does it mean?
Yeah.
I've probably told you already, haven't I?
Yes, you have.
Okay.
You have.
If you want to know the actual story.
You've told it in the podcast.
Okay, excellent. Easy. But yeah, I think that's one thing. Number two, actually, a good tip. Don't make it something which is very easily recognisable for something else.
Yes.
For example, you know, my cosplay name is going to be like Adidas Cosplay.
Yeah.
Or Nike Cosplay. Like, that's going to be very difficult for you to kind of separate from a very well-known brand.
Yeah.
So pick something, I don't know, that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
A little bit different.
Yeah.
It helps make it fun.
And, like, I would also probably suggest maybe don't pick one that, like, already a well-known cosplayer has.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be out here being like, I'm going to be Kamui Cosplay or I'm going to be Yaya Han. I feel like, unless it's your, like, literally legal name, I would suggest, like, altering it
a little
slightly.
Bit. Yeah. I mean, there's different, like, things you can do. You could be like, oh, I'm going to be... No, just pick something different. Just pick something different.
Yeah.
I mean, later down the track, you probably will find people. Excuse me.
Don't copy someone else. Pick pick something
different.
I was
going to say, you will find people with the same cosplay name as you sometimes, and that happens, especially if it is Japanese sounding, because I know a lot of people do like to do that.
Yeah.
But look, just something to be wary of. You, it's your name. You do what you will with it. Just things that we've learned.
Yeah.
Now, after your name, what's next? Bio?
Well, you have a little name section after your bio. Mm-hmm. And on Instagram, I believe you can only change this, like, once every 14 days.
Your bio, the first thing is, like, your name. You put your actual name if you want to.
Yeah.
You can only change that once every 14 days.
Yeah.
What would you recommend putting in your bio?
I have my name, and then if you're a commission artist or cosplayer, I would recommend putting in, like, whether your commission's open or closed, because it comes up, like, straight away under your username.
It's the first line. Yeah.
Well, it comes up when you search for people, like, it will come up.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people use, like, fancy fonts and stuff to, like, write their name in, but I think one line, like, a really short little, like, maybe three words, maybe, if you are a professional or if you just want to, like, have a little meme joke in there, I think is fine. But I would say your name or cosplay name again
I know some people like putting, you know, under three or four lines under that. You can put whatever you want, really. What have you found yourself personally to be the most fruitful
in your bio. I like to say what group I'm a part of, what podcast I'm in.
me too.
And then I like to put my business email so that brands can contact me so that I can do sponsorships and events because I gotta pay my bills. And then I also like to put in whenever there is an event upcoming, I do like to say, like,
my
Sydney
next
Smash.
Event
that
I'll be
part of.
Yeah.
Because it's like an easy way to recognize. But I think I also used to have like a little couple words of like what I do kind of thing to give people an idea. I think I had like Idol, seamstress cosplayer kind of thing.
I think that's nice.
When I was like a party princess, I had some party princess line in there. And some little emojis for branding. Everybody loves that's branding. Fun, yeah.
I think it does make it a bit more eye-catching.
Yeah.
Rather than just having straight lines of text.
Mm-hmm.
I think for the bio for myself, I've kind of seen lots of people's bios. Everyone does something different. For myself personally, I like to put what I actually do and what I can offer as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, I do cosplay, I do social skills coaching, I do music sometimes. Groups I'm part of, same thing, I do a podcast here and there.
Yeah.
And what I basically can offer, if you do decide to click, you get to put one link in your bio.
Yes.
Some people like putting their YouTube, some people put like a sign-up form or something. Mm-hmm. Or Twitch if you're a streamer, a shop.
Yep, OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. What if you prefer? I like using a link tree. Like using cards.
Yeah.
But it's basically, it's like, oh, what's that? It's one link, basically, you can click on, which takes you to a page with, which is a shortcut to a list of all the links that you've got.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I like it because if you do a bunch of different things, like you do have a YouTube page, you've got a Twitch page, you've got a shop, you've got an online course, whatever it might be, I think it's pretty cool having that link tree there. But I think what I like putting for the last line of my bio is, if you decide you'd like what I do, I put like, oh, check out my YouTube channel here, click this link. Or check out my shop here, click this link. Or if you want booking, like, people are like, oh, if you want to make a booking for myself or inquiries, it's good to check out this email address. But that email address you can also put in your link tree if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But it's people think, oh, but that's not fun. Like, you can make it as fruity as you want. You can do whatever you want, really. But I like the method of putting what you're about, what you offer as a brand, as a person, in your bio, so people can instantly click on your profile, look at what you're all about in your three lines, and say, oh, by reading these three lines, I know what this person does. I know what they can offer.
Mm-hmm.
Great. But if you're like, yeah, I'm from, Australia. I do cosplay. Cool. I would immediately say, oh, cool, that's a hobby page. It's a cosplayer who likes doing cosplay. I'm not saying that's not professional, you can't contact them, but that's just the... When I look at a page like that, that's probably what I'd recognise or get from it.
Would you put your age on it?
Sometimes I've seen people do that. I don't mind doing it, but at the same time, I feel like people can be judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're too young, you're too old, you're a certain ethnicity, you're a certain nationality. At this point, I put WCS Australia because I'm very proud of that. But I don't, because I feel like people can be very easily judgmental just based on your age or based on your ethnicity or mm-hmm. based on where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather have you look at pics of people, you go on Tinder or whatever, people, that's all they can see, just pictures of you and... That's it, right? But if I want to offer, this is what I'm about, these are my skills and what I can do, I'd rather them have their first impression of me based on that rather than how old I am, where I live, those kinds of things.
Mm.
That's my personal opinion. If you feel like you want to put it in, go for it.
Yeah.
But I don't think my age is part of my personality, so that's why I personally don't put it in. I'm not afraid to say how old I am. That's about it.
Yeah. That's but, fine.
Yeah. How about you?
Hmm? Age? I'm thinking about removing it because I'm getting old. Oh, I don't know. I once stumbled across this account of a girl who was like forever 17. I was like, I don't know.
That's what I mean. Like,
I think it's a good idea if you're a minor to put it in, like just to write minor in there, because like that wards off immediately kind of creeps from being, I mean, it doesn't stop them. It
doesn't stop them, but like, I don't think it's a bad thing.
Yeah,
I don't think it's a bad thing. But that's just kind of what I get from when I do see someone's age on their profile. I'm like, all right, cool, I know how old you are. Sweet. Like, it doesn't matter to me. Like, yes, if you're a minor, obviously that's important knowledge.
Yes.
Not that I'm not going that direction anyway. But, if you're, 21, 25, 35, 40, like, I don't really care because I don't want to base you based on how old you are and your hobby.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's just where my onion is on.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And if we keep going down the page, what do you see next, Jeremy?
I think it's your highlights.
It is. Highlights. It's correct. Yeah. So
what do you like putting in your highlights? My profile's a bad example, really.
Is it? Why?
Because I've just got... Well, actually, there's a few things that just highlight some fun things I've done. that's pretty much it. I think it shows off a little bit of my personality and things I've done in the past. I've got like a whole costume construction of my Shield Hero costume I've done before, but because it's like 40 stories long, I don't think anyone cares to look at that.
Do you have the HSP trip one?
No, possibly. That was a fun bunch of stories. Do you remember that?
I do. I remember seeing your stories. Hunting SHEP. Oh HSP. My god. I butchered that so bad.
That's okay. No, there was a time I went out with some mates. We had some drinks. And we were just on the hunt for a halal snack pack. And it was fun. Why? What did you think about it?
I don't know. I thought it was like a convention that you went to. Yeah, and you were like eating HSPs the whole weekend.
No, we literally went to a night out after the con, had some drinks.
Would you do that? Would you go to, if I dared you to go to Smash and only eat HSPs all weekend, would you do it?
Probably not. My body is still a temple, Maya.
Oh, true. I forgot. After Japan?
After Japan, possibly. Okay, you have to join me on the trip, though. If you join me, then yes.
No. That'd be so bad. Winner gets, whoever wins, who does it, gets $1,000.
Oh, God. If it was a challenge like that, if you want to make some content.
It's going to be a channel like that.
Why are we doing it? Just because.
Just
doing
makes
it. Makes
sense.
Because,
in brand.
We can make YouTube videos like that later.
We could, like trash tags. Oh, my God. Really copy them.
No. We're going to be doing Just Because.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing our own thing.
Yeah.
We're going to copy anyone.
Feminine power and grace.
Let's go. Let's go.
With the highlights.
What do you like to see in people's highlights that make you think, like, wow, that's cool. I like seeing those highlights.
I think, weirdly, I like to see their hobbies. Like, that's so weird. Yeah. But, like, I think recently, like, I try to think if someone does, like, cross-stitching or, like, embroidery or, like, dancing and they have, like, a whole highlight of, like, little bits that they've done. I don't like it when the highlight's too long because it's, like, I'm never going to get through all these.
I do like the... Like, if it's for highlights, make it, like, 5 to 10.
Yeah.
I think anything past that's like, oh, my God, I can't be stuffed going through all this.
I think I have a commissions highlight of all the commission work I've ever done.
Yeah.
And I think it's, like, getting a little bit long. I should trim it down.
I think, just personally, what I am going to do eventually, like I said, my current status of my Instagram is a bad example. But
would you make it a good one?
I will. I will. I definitely will. And it's, again, work in progress, and I will sit down one day and do it. But I like it where you get to learn a bit more about the person in those highlights, in the 3, 4, 5 different sections you might get. You can have it as many as you want.
Yeah.
But I think anything past 4 or 5 is like, God, I don't want to scroll through all of these to get it.
Right? Yeah.
I do like things that's like FAQs, like, oh, these things I get asked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't mind sharing it, that's fine.
Yeah.
I also like the HSP thing is fun.
Yeah.
Me picking up my cat and putting him in a box and zooming around the room. Mm. Just things that show off your personality as a person. I think highlight is a good way to do that because people, for example, they come to your page. They could go, all right, profile picture, name. What's their bio about? Oh, cool, they're about this, 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 this. Now, what kind of person are they? What kind of vibe do I get? I think that's where highlights could be really good. So if I can dig up those old HSP videos, yeah, sure. Because it's like just me with some friends hunting for a HSP at 2 a.m. after a night out. And, yeah, cool. Like, I don't mind showing stuff like that. Maybe it's going to be me as a little hobbit with a hair tie and just going over some sewing machine and growling at the camera because that's what I do in my spare time when I'm making costume. Sure. Same thing. I think hobbies is a good one because, you know, like, doing music or, like, drawing. That's just other things I like doing in my spare time. So highlights, I think, is good for showing off who you are as a person in very short video clips, like best of Mangle Phantom in the highlights. That's pretty much what it would be. What's yours like? Is that similar or?
It is similar. It is similar. I think that I have a commissions one. I think I show the like idol, like Melody Parade stuff, journey. I can't even think like what else I have. I haven't looked. I had a fan art one for a while people would share like fan arts. Yeah. I'd try and like add it to my highlight and I can't remember what else. I'll need to go back and I think I might have had like a European one at some point when I did like a trip or like a Smash or a Sydney. I had like a highlight reel, but... What do you think of people having drama highlight reels, Jeremy?
Oh, God. Okay, I'm going to bring this up as well. Just on Instagram in particular, I'm going to say just straight
people
up.
People go on multi-story rants.
People like on multi-story rants. Because, okay, I'm just going to say it as well. When you're on Instagram, you obviously look at stories from time to time. Nowadays, I used to go through my whole list eventually so I could keep up to date with people I'm doing. Mm. Now I don't.
No.
Now it's just like I look at the first 5 to 10, which is probably the most people I follow the most. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. If someone With the exception of convention weekends, in which people like to take photos of selfies of people they meet and post it, cool. If on the regular you post like 10 to 20 stories about, doesn't matter what it is, it could be funny things, it could be your day, that for me is too many. Like I said, I will be like, all right, on con weekend, that's fine. But if it's like regularly 10 to 20 to 30 a day, and I just continually keep skipping it.
No matter what it's about.
No matter what it's about, I will skip it. And if it happens too regularly, I will likely mute that person's stories. Yeah. Because I don't have the time or the attention to look at 30 stories of this person's life. Yeah. That doubles my attention span, is halved even further if that person is someone who likes to rant about something going on in their life. I get it. I get it that, you know, people have a tough time and they need to vent to somebody about something going on in their life. But if it's on a public forum like Instagram, if it's a big rant on TikTok, you know, once or twice, I get it. But if it's something that happens very regularly, there's someone who needs to vent on a regular basis on a public platform, to me, that just reveals what kind of person you are. And now, it doesn't necessarily mean you're a bad person, but to me, it does mean, oh, I need to let the entire world know about things that are happening in my life and all this stress I'm going under and all this drama I'm going through, and everyone needs to know about it. When it gets to that stage, I will more likely mute you again. I don't want to unfollow you, just like muting people, because it just reveals, yeah, cool, like I get you got stress, but you're someone who needs to let everyone know, I'm having a tough time, I'm doing this, this is about me, you guys need to know about it, I'm not the bad person here because everything's happening to me. It's very, very victim mindset, and I really don't like it.
You don't find it entertaining?
I don't find it entertaining. I don't get anything from it as a viewer. Obviously, if it happens once or twice, yeah, I feel sympathy for you. But if it's on the regular, I'm starting to see a common pattern here. If it happens, it's more likely that it's possibly that person doing the ranting or the venting is possibly the problem. So, to me, the healthy way is like, yeah, you vent it, but have a chat with your close friends, have a chat with your family, have a chat with people who are around you, you know? And obviously, if they don't feel like they have those people because they don't have close friends, they don't have those support network in their life, so they need to put on a public platform for anonymous people to listen to, there's a problem here. Because if you don't have close friends, obviously that sucks, and I'm really sorry that that's the case, but you know, the common problem here is, why don't you have close friends to talk to? And why do you feel the need to put it out in the public forum? And if you don't realise that the problem might possibly be yourself, I don't get anything from listening to vent and ranting in stories. So just keep it off Instagram. Keep it off TikTok. And if you do have things going in your life, then sort it out. But you don't need to put on a public forum. That's what I think. Sorry, that was my vent and my rant about that. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I probably won't go on a vent or rant about that kind of thing again. This is the one time I'll do it.
Wow, it's like you just posted 10 stories in a row.
I did. It went 10 stories in a row. What's your opinion? You said venting, ranting, put in a highlights reel. What's kind of your...
I don't know. I usually find it interesting because, like, I think I had one for a while with the whole debacle that happened with me. And I ended up losing more than I gained from that. So I think I learned my lesson the hard way.
Yeah.
That people on the internet don't really always care what you think, unfortunately.
And that is the truth.
There's some things you need to keep close to your chest and, like, just reinforce that you know that your own truth and that you need to kind of be okay with it.
Yeah.
Without having to sway the tide of public opinion to know that they believe you. Even though that might be frustrating and really annoying.
It does suck, especially as, you know, if you're someone who is trying to build their influencer profile, obviously it'd be nice to have a pretty positive public opinion of yourself. Mm-hmm. But I think something I have learnt from, I think, people who are in the public spotlight on a much bigger level, the thing that matters the most is the people that you care about the most and the people that... What's the saying? If people who care matter, people who don't matter don't care, something like that. Just the people
who matter don't mind. And
the people who mind don't matter. Which in essence pretty much means that the people who actually care about you will be willing to listen to you and be understanding about it.
Yeah.
Despite what, oh my God, that Mangle Phantom guy, wow, he's a real bitter, angry person who's mean to all the new cosplayers. I've probably had my share of stories being shared around here and there, but at the end of the day, the people who, in my life who do matter to me have asked, like, dude, I've been hearing these things, like, what's going on? The people who are close to me in my life care about me and are willing to listen and talk to me. Those are the people that matter more than the public opinion of anybody else.
Mm.
That's what I've learned.
Mm.
That's similar for you.
Yeah. We're getting into semantics again. Oh my gosh, it confused me. Oh my God, we're talking about Instagram, Jeremy.
Yeah, well, we're talking about Instagram. So, highlights. Keep it fun, keep it fresh, keep it fruity, keep it about you. And
share whatever you like. Yeah. I do get a bit peeved when someone has like a food highlight when they just share like everything they've had to eat, because mostly it just makes me jealous, because I'm like, damn, this person's eating out all this fancy food and like I don't get to do that. It just makes me jealous.
Unless I'm following like a foodie Instagram.
Yeah.
I think, you know, once or twice is nice. Okay. But I don't follow too many foodie profiles, I think personally.
Yeah.
I think it's
fine.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about posting
next
now.
Thing. Posting.
Jeremy.
We go further down the page. What's what's at the top underneath
your
highlights?
Posts? You can
pin posts. How many posts can you pin?
Three
posts. What posts have you usually pinned so far?
I have pinned two posts.
Two posts.
One of them is our WCS announcement kind of thing post with us in our costumes.
That's fun.
So that I can pull it up and be like, look!
This is us!
No, it's mainly been for uni, because people at uni are like, oh, what, you're going to Japan? I'm like, yeah, look, this!
Look, check this out.
Yeah.
This is it. This is us holding our celebratory certificate.
I don't remember what my other thing is. No, you're thinking of the wrong photo, actually.
Different?
I don't know what my other pinned post is. Oh, it's just me as Yo. I don't know why I have me as Yo pinned.
Well, it's probably just one of your favourite costumes.
I think I really was proud of that shoot, and it's one of my favourite costumes.
What did I
do? Then the other one is this Smash official post.
Smash official.
Official photography.
Official
photography.
Okay, so mine is one of my favourite costumes, which is Shield Hero. I've got our podcast, very proud of it, and also my online course, which
Hell yeah.
Well done. I think it can really be whatever you want for the top three posts. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's your favorite three costumes. Maybe it's something that you've done which you're very proud of.
You don't have to pin posts.
You don't have to pin anything.
You literally don't. I think it's very optional.
I think so as well.
Yeah, I don't think it like makes a difference at all.
Yeah, not really. No. But I think it's the post that you want people to see.
Yeah.
Because like, hey, I'm happy about this. I'm proud about it.
Mm.
How about the theme of when you post as well? I know a lot of people like to... Because you go three across.
No, stop it.
Three across.
Stop it. Yeah, you're triggering me.
You know what I'm saying.
I freaking hate it. So stupid.
I don't like it either.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry to hurt your feelings if you're someone who does this. It will literally, you're shooting yourself in the foot, because I guarantee you, you're not going to be able to hold that up forever. I guarantee you it will be the reason you don't post something is because, oh no, it doesn't fit in my theme. I won't post it.
A theme. Like, I need it to be the three in a row. Needs to be like a big wide picture. Or nine... Like a 3x3 square. I need to divvy up this picture into 9 bits so it'll fit in this. Don't turn your Instagram into an art gallery.
I don't agree
with
that.
No, when I say
I think
art
you
gallery.
Be an art gallery.
No, I mean, you can curate
you mean
the
a
way
mosaic.
You want. A mosaic art gallery. Like, it's not this thing which you scroll down. It's like, wow, I can look at these posts without having to tap on anything. I think you should definitely not just make curated, like, oh, chop it into a mosaic of 9 or 6 or 3. It's unnecessary. It's stupid. No one's going to care about 9. Say I turned this thing.
I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And then you rip it into pieces and you put it on your Instagram. Silly.
He just ripped off his notes.
I
now
didn't.
He's got nothing left to say for the episode.
I know what
we should just end it here.
I can rip this up into 9. You know what it's about. Oh, I don't like it.
No, it's silly. It's silly. It's very silly. And when you're posting, it will again hold you back from like just posting whatever you want.
Yeah.
I've seen it become a lot more popular recently is to just post little life updates. And it's a lot more realistic to be able to post things like this. I know it's less common in like the cosplay community as of late, but like I've seen a lot of mainstream influencers post like stuff like whatever they've gotten up to in that week. And it's a lot more realistic kind of view on life. It's like probably inspired by Be Real, I would say.
Yeah.
And that like introduction direction of more authenticity as we move away from that plastic perfected Instagram look of the earlier 2010s kind of thing, which is a really good move away from it. But I would say that with your Instagram, the more like polished you try and look, the more fake and shallow you will look, unfortunately. Yeah. So don't be afraid, I think, of being more...
of being imperfect.
Yeah, imperfect, yeah. And sharing more personal things, like, or photos with your, like, followers. It'll make you seem like a real person, not like a robot. So when you're posting, is it important to pay attention to what time you're posting?
Oh, that's a good question.
Apparently, it's not actually important. I've heard a lot of people say that it doesn't actually pay attention. Because, like, I've seen people pay attention to their analytics and see, like, oh, what time is the prime posting time? But apparently, it's less important than you'd think with posting. But I think posting has kind of become, obviously, the inferior of the two options or three options that you have on Instagram, which is stories, posts, or reels. Now, I feel like stories are super important. We kind of cover that a bit with the highlights, but when you're posting stories throughout the day, I think it's a really good idea for you to integrate using the, like, story features, which are things like polls and, like, those, like, reaction kind of, like, voting things that you can choose, the sliders and things like that, adding music to your stories. It actually does boost, like, in terms of views and reach. If you use, like, a poll or something on your story, you will get a lot more views. Something I've noticed as well, I've kind of tested this, is if you don't post any stories for about 24 hours, you post one story that has a poll on it, guarantee you'll get way more views than you've ever gotten before. And leave it. Don't post another one.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's certain things that you can do. But I'd say the most amount of stories, I'd say three stories in one day. A regular day, a good amount. Three. Even just one to three.
Five tops. I would definitely not go towards the double digits. No. That's way too many.
That leads into, like, drama territory. Oh, I don't know. Yeah. It really does. So, reels, I would say, are the best way to post on Instagram at the moment in terms of engagement.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yep. We knew it was coming for ages, so now I feel like it's an integral part of the app. I feel like everyone's gotten used to it, acclimatized to having it be, like, a very video-based platform. How would you feel about reels? Have you adjusted to it, or do you prefer old posting?
Yeah, look, I honestly don't mind doing reels. Old posting is nice because you put a caption down and tell people about what's going on. Maybe progress pictures are nice. Mm. But I think what I do like about reels is, again, it shows authenticity. It shows you in that moment doing something or showing off something. It shows off a little bit about your body language. If you're talking, it shows a bit about your vocal intonation and how you're sounding and just the way that you show by your body language. If you're proud of something, if you're happy about something, it does speak a lot rather than just a still perfectly curated image.
It does.
Yeah, so...
Yes.
Yeah, I suppose just in regards to that, I like reels. Yeah, I like reels. Do you like them as well?
I do like reels. I absolutely do. I think as a film student, I'm much more like inclined to... I like the visual storytelling that is told through video. So
yeah.
It's not possible. It is possible through... for photography, but we see less and less storytelling aspects through photography. I feel like that's a very niche kind of style of photography, but I kind of like the possibilities of video. You can sort of make people feel emotions through it. You can also decide on your pacing very easily. You can be like one of those like fast-paced video content creators where it's like bam, 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 cosplay transition. Or you can make it like really slow. You can be like, okay, one glove, next glove, whole makeup, you know, like you can like decide your pacing. You can spread it out across multiple videos. I think reels as well have been quite supportive to cosplayers who create their own costumes from scratch by allowing them to share like these whip kind of videos, work in progress as they work on their costumes, and it can be broken down into like a series of episodes, kind of like if you've seen Sarah Spaceman. It's a really good example of an account who creates all her own costumes and makes like very long, very easily like watchable video series of like how she's made her costume. And it's also then easier from a viewer point of view to understand a tutorial if it's in video form. Yeah. That's literally how I learned to sew. I owe my ability to sew to YouTube videos and tutorials that are in visual, like not just in photos, but video formats.
Are so good.
Yeah, video form. So good. Yeah, absolutely, because you can see every single detail. It's like watching origami, someone fold an origami
rather than one, two, three, four.
Yeah.
It's so much better.
So much better.
Same thing with solving a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
I learned how to solve a Rubik's Cube in like memorized it in an hour thanks to a video I watched.
Oh my gosh.
It was great. So,
hell yeah.
Same thing if you're like, oh, in a book, they kind of turned this one that way. Where I hold, like, it's so much better in a video. So, I think the rise of video has been a long time coming. Do you like it? Because I love it personally.
Yes, I do. I do. And I think that there's creative freedom in, there are trends that happen on the app for sure.
Yeah.
But there's also a lot of freedom in being able to create your own content, whatever you want to film that day, and kind of add, you can add a trending audio to it in the background. You can mute it so it still kind of has a shot like blowing up. Or you can do a voiceover. You can do whatever you want. I think
there's a lot of different things you can do with the options run limited.
There is. I recently, they changed their goddamn editing platform. I don't know, the suite that is now inbuilt in the Instagram app for Reels is terrible. Mm-hmm. I much prefer what it used to look like. Right. It's now looking a lot more like a Premiere in your phone, and it's just a nightmare to kind of navigate the timeline. You have to like pinch out, but like move the captions. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare for adding captions in the app now. TikTok is the exact same. I found out as I was going to post a new TikTok, I was like, what the hell are these little... I'm going to end up editing all my captions in Premiere and then exporting them ahead of time. But I really like Reels. And when people ask me for advice on how to get more followers, Reels is absolutely the way to go.
Video, the amount of it. I think, honestly, just scrolling. Because if you're scrolling through just your page... Mm-hmm. You'll scroll through photos, cool. Then the next person, it might be an ad.
Mm-hmm.
And then person, ad, unknown account, ad. There's just too much crap on your normal feed. But I feel like when you go through Reels, you'll just go through Reel. And if this is an ad, easy, just flick it away.
Yeah.
So it's much easier to browse Reels that matter. Yeah, so I find myself actually viewing Reels more than actual content these days. Oh, wow. But just in regards to posting, and posting content in particular, I know a lot of people typically are hesitant to post unless they know it's curated, it's perfect, it's going to be, yes, this is what I want people to see, this particular side of me. I don't want to give those life updates because it's not part of my thing. I think, because when I look at someone's Instagram profile, and agree with me or disagree with me if you think I'm wrong here, but if I look at someone I don't know, cool, I'll look at their name, their bio, maybe a couple of highlights if it interests me, top three pinned posts, and I'll scroll down for maybe 10, maybe 20 posts, and past that, I usually don't. Would you be the same?
Probably, yes.
Yeah. So, if I want to know more and more about this person, cool, I'd scroll back further. But otherwise, it's like, oh, cool, what's this person been doing? Oh, they haven't posted in 6 months. Maybe that was the last costume they made. What have they been up to? I've got no idea. Is this a real person?
Mm.
Or are they, they don't want to post? And I think posting just, I would say, we say, oh, how do I post regularly? Well, you don't have to just do cosplay stuff because you're posting about you. You're the person in the profile. What do you get up to?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's nice kind of posting different facets of your life and what you get up to. It doesn't have to be a particular post. You can put a story down, but and same thing with Reels too. I think getting comfortable in front of a camera.
I was about to say, it's all about practice. Like, maybe you don't want to like create boring everyday life videos, but the actual practice of doing so will actually be able to help you become more developed and comfortable as a creator and kind of have better skill set when it comes to creating like those cosplay videos. Yeah. It's a lot of practice.
Because, you know, I think nobody starts out perfect.
No.
Nobody.
No.
So, you know, with the first time you do a video, it's like, oh, I don't know, you might do it 10 times or something. Mm. Next time you do one, up to 8 tries.
Well, as well, I think Instagram's super accessible because a lot of the Reels as you're scrolling through, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but a lot of them actually say, like, use templates. So CapCut, I think, has integrated with Instagram so that it literally will provide you with a template where you click use template and then you upload your own clips and it's edited it for you. So it's a very easy way to kind of...
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, like you could literally just film like close-ups of a costume that you've already made, things that like doesn't have to be new, it can be like a super old project that you've got, and you can still post it being like, look, I'm really proud of this, I want to share it today. So, and you can add your own voiceover to it if you'd like or whatever.
Yeah.
It's very easy to use. People, I think, build it up in their heads to be this big, overwhelming thing, and it's going to take all this effort, and I need to research about it, but really, no, you really just got to dive in.
Just dive in. Just try it.
Dive in blind, yeah.
See how it goes. I mean, no one's first video is great. I don't know if you've seen our first couple of podcast episodes, if you've ever looked back on it.
Yes, I have,
Ooh, we're up to episode 24 now?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We're going hard. Episode 1.
As old as me.
Wow.
Wow.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So, if we go back in time to our first, it's like, was that perfect? Was that the best we can do? Absolutely not. But you start somewhere. Yeah, by episode 24, we're doing better.
You gotta build momentum to keep going. It really helps. You might be like, oh, I'm gonna wait for the motivation. But, like, no, it's action that will create
motivation.
Yeah,
and you might be like, oh, I don't want to post something which I'm not proud of. It's not perfect yet. The only way you're gonna get better and get perfect is to...
Yeah.
To do it.
Oh, something I do really want to bring up though, while we're talking about Instagram, is I hate seeing creators ask their followers, what do you want to see me post? Because it kind of shows this directionless kind of person who's kind of like, you've just aired your vulnerabilities of like, I don't know what I'm doing. What do you want me to see? I think it's much better to approach that as a, give them options, use this poll feature in Instagram, be like, what would you like to see next? Then list your own four options that you've personally come up with, that you personally have created in your own mind of things that you want to do, because otherwise you end up getting,
you're
literally going to live your life for other people, and you're going to be so unsure of what you're chasing after, which is then, I see people then use these goddamn NGL links and these anonymous things to be like, oh, like, tell me what you think. Those things are such bad traps. I think it's like really unfortunate and dangerous to use because there's no way the negative comments that you might not share on there are not sticking in your head.
They're going to happen.
It's an opportunity. Like, anonymous platforms are not a good idea, like, for you to expose yourself to as a cosplayer, because you are literally just going to bear the brunt force of people's really negative opinions, and they're never helpful.
Yeah.
They're never helpful.
So if you don't feel like, oh, I need to get some anonymous support from people, you shouldn't need the support of other people to make you feel like you can or can't do something, or to make you feel like you're a good person.
Yeah. And if you don't feel like cosplaying that day, just don't do it.
Just rock up in civvies one day.
Wait until you have the motivation to do it and internal things from yourself.
But... rocking up in civilian clothing, at a convention. We'll talk about that at a later stage.
Yes.
It's on Instagram thing.
We definitely can.
But
now,
I
was going to ask about S4S.
S for S.
Share for share. Have you ever done S for S?
I see them. I think it's nice when people like, oh, post, you know, people you support and you tag three names. Once upon a time, I don't like those chains either. It's like those email chains.
It's the modern day email chain. Share for 10 years bad luck.
Oh my god. So it's like, oh, you know, share or tag someone you support, or tag I don't know, somebody that you'd like to cosplay with. I appreciate it when people tag me in them.
Don't get me wrong.
But I don't contribute to the chain.
I never do.
I will like the message in my inbox and say, hey, thanks for supporting me.
Yeah.
But I think in the last few years, I just haven't continued the chain.
Neither.
Because
I personally don't like seeing them on my feed, unfortunately. It doesn't add value to my day, unfortunately. Like, I don't...
I think it's good if it's like...
might be the way it looks. It just looks so spammy to me to see like 100 little icons on like a black screen with like a bunch of usernames. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I think it's nice if someone's like, hey, look, I like your stuff and I support you as a cosplayer. If that's the case, just go onto their profile, find a nice pic, and say, hey, look, share this picture of this person.
That's kind of what the share for share used to be. So I remember this used to be way more popular back in the day, but when I was still chasing 10K, I remember DMing other cosplayers around the same similar demographic as me, and would be like, would you like to do a share for share? And so we'd like each share a photo on each other's story. And I feel like I haven't done that in ages now. It's so funny. But I occasionally get DMs from other people being like, share for share.
Now that you're in that position.
S for S? Yeah. It's funny.
I think
people
it's...
pay for it now.
Well, that's crazy. What influencers
don't
do, really.
Don't pay for it. Don't ever buy followers or a like, but it will tank your account. It will ruin it.
Apart from just that, ask yourself, what do you want? Do you want 100 people on your account who genuinely like to see whatever you do in your life? Mm-hmm. Or would you prefer 10,000 people who don't really care?
Yeah.
I would rather the 100 genuine people like, hey, I support what you do. I love what you're doing. Please keep it up. I'm with you all the way.
Yeah.
Or 10,000 people who are just like, oh, cool. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
I would much rather the people who genuinely like what we're doing.
Absolutely.
Rather than, I don't know, just followers I bought who don't really care about what I'm doing.
Who will disappear in a few months as well. They won't stay. They have their fake accounts. They will get deleted. Oh, it's so bad. But I do really want to talk about briefly as well, because it's so easy, I think, on Instagram to feed into like cycles of trends and feeling like you need to
you need to do
lots of new cosplays to be able to create content. But I think I want to kind of put out there to give some ideas on, like, reels especially. There are multiple different ways that you can take one costume and make a variety. It's like a mind map or web that can breach off into different kinds of content that you could make based off one costume. You do not need to go and invest in, like, a new costume every month. Yeah. All right,
let's look. We'll even do this for you guys. Yeah. Here's 10 ideas.
Yeah, okay.
One costume.
Let's try. Okay.
Let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's say... Make it easy.
Is it a made one or a bought one?
Let's start with a bought one. Okay, let's make it one. Super
all right.
easy.
All right. Unboxing. Hell yeah. With personalize it. Do a voiceover. Add captions. If you want, because it makes it so much more interesting to watch.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. Unboxing. Uh-huh. Number two. Side-by-side comparison of what the costume looks like versus what the picture looks like in reality.
I like that.
It's like a good review. It's like, oh, look, this is accurate. This is not accurate. Mm-hmm. This is what I like about it. This is what I don't like about it, right? Mm-hmm. Cool. Number three. I'll let you do number three.
I would say if you have a mannequin, you can do like a build this cosplay with me, and you can like put it on the mannequin and like see what it looks like.
It looks like all shown up like that. Yeah. Great. Mm-hmm. Number four. When it's on the mannequin, you can get your little camera out and go over some of the details of the costume that you really like. Mm-hmm. What have they done well? It's like, wow, look at the detail of the trim of this belt buckle. I really like the way they did that.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Absolutely. Close-ups. Absolutely. Yeah, close-ups. Goes hard. Again, that's one you can use a template for. Guarantee it. Easy. Easy.
Number five.
I would say getting into makeup or get ready with me.
Yeah.
Where you, I reckon, challenge you, make us to do a little story time while you're doing your makeup.
Yeah. Tell us, like, why does that character, why did you decide to do this character? Mm-hmm. Why did you decide to buy this one out of anybody else? Mm-hmm. Why did you decide to go through this website versus other ones?
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
Number six. Cool. Now that you've kind of gotten into the outfit.
We didn't also do a wig styling video.
Oh, wig styling.
You could also do a wig styling.
Wig, to me, personally,
like
wigs...
Like before and after?
Before and after. Yeah, because the wig out of the packet might be... Oh my gosh. Right, but yeah, the one video's like, let's put the wig on.
Mm-hmm.
The wig, to me, is... arguably the most important part of a costume.
Yes.
Because the wig is what shapes your face it and is. How you look.
Yeah.
The rest of the costume could be phenomenal, but if your wig looks like terrible,
mm-hmm.
no one.
If it's slipping off your head,
exactly.
It's too small.
You can review it and you
too
can
shiny.
Be like, wow, this is good, this is bad. That's six is a wig.
Yeah.
This is itself.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven, how the whole ensemble actually looks on you. Mm-hmm. So you could be wearing civvies like we are now and the transition video, whatever you want. Like, oh my God,
Transition video.
Mm-hmm. That's seven.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Eight. What do you got?
Eight. Oh, gosh. I really like to see, like, getting out of cosplay videos.
Oh, my God, that's fun.
It's so funny when people, like, rip it off and they're like, I'm done! And they, like, either tell something about their day or, like, even just, like, just a satisfying, like, not stripping, but, like,
rip it off. Yeah. Throw it on the
taking
ground.
Taking all the makeup off and, like, getting back into being
life
a normal human. Yeah.
Number nine, I think, could be quite literally, you get a picture, again, of the character. And not just the costume, but you in the costume.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing your best to kind of portray what the character looks like on paper versus how you look in real life?
Mm-hmm.
And you can be like, wow, look, this is it. This is my version of it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
I'm doing pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool. 10. You can do the last one.
Well, there's this whole chapter here of while you're in the costume, there's things that you can make.
Oh, there
so
we go.
There's you can lip sync to literal anime dubs or anime game dubs. You can literally like recreate scenes if you'd like with your friends. You can recreate memes. I've seen my good friend Nyx, Pip, and Bethla always get together and they recreate whatever memes they got, and they're great. They're hilarious to watch. You can do, oh my gosh, I really like seeing the ones where it'll be like a behind the scenes photo shoot.
Behind the scenes.
Kind
of photo
blog.
Shoot, love those.
Yeah, they're really good. And then from that behind the scenes, if you have like a video of you in the costume, and then bam, 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 all the photos that you got.
Hot photo.
Always
hot photo,
works.
Hot photo.
Very
hot
good,
photo.
Very
great.
Good little format.
Little format. Like
what else have we got? Like when you're in the costume.
Even just you.
You can do so much when you're in the costume.
When you're in
like,
the costume, this is where it starts.
Like,
this is where the fun starts.
You walking, you doing anything in character.
Yeah, even just
say.
You getting your picture taken by the photographer and your friend's got your phone of you just getting photos taken. Because it's kind of, with the reels, it's nice seeing just the movement of the costume.
It is.
And you
it
kind
is.
Of the way it moves with it.
Yeah.
It could be like, oh, this is me getting the photos done and this is the final result of the pictures. Mm-hmm. It could be another one of those. Mm-hmm.
You can do mirror selfies. You
mirror
can do
selfies.
So much.
And then look, this is me, and this is me catching up with my friend who's matching. Look at us.
Yeah. So there's like more than 10 little content ideas based off
one costume.
You
God,
and
if
this.
We get into like building the costume, my God.
I know, yeah.
It's just from...
You can do a video on each, like, freaking element. Each element piece. Of
it. Where yeah. you're buying it from.
Yeah.
How much it costs. Look at mm-hmm. the receipt. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it looks like. All the pieces put all apart. All the
op-shop hunting trips op-shop that you hunting. Went on trying to find the right materials.
Speaking of which, actually, we just bought... Yes! We forgot to mention. So,
I know. We forgot to bring it up at the start of the episode. One of the things that we're... A reveal for you.
Look at these wigs.
It's so exciting. What can you colour? Tell? I'm going to wear this. I'm going to be like a rat.
I'm gonna be a.
It's my rat tail.
I'm gonna be a little guinea pig.
Can you guess what characters we're matching. Doing? Can we reveal? This is, we decided. We both watched a anime this season and we both liked. I know,
surprisingly.
Agreed that we liked.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there are two characters that we were like, you know, we could do this. We could
do that. That's pretty good.
So, at Sydney Smash, we don't know which day yet.
One of the days?
One of the days, we will be doing Aqua and Ruby from Oshinokan! Trigger warning, trauma warning, it is a very... It's an anime.
It's an anime, that's definitely it's an anime. It's dark,
but idols.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. We could possibly do it for Japan if you wanted to.
We could, it's depending on temperature.
Temperature and timing, yeah.
We'll see.
Because if it dawns like, sweet, we've got something done.
Yes, so. And it might... these wigs were expensive, by the way. Let's tell... Guess how much did these wigs total, cost?
Plus shipping, together. $90
Australian. 90. 45 each. It was ridiculous.
Including shipping.
But they have like nice skin cap things, yeah, skin folds.
It's pretty good.
But yeah, like realistically, that's an expensive wig.
Yeah, it is.
That's like up there with the amount that I've spent on a wig before.
Total, yeah.
It will be worth it. I'm very excited.
I think so too.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
We
could probably talk more about Instagram and trends and stuff.
We could go more into another topic probably in another episode, just about trends, content ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I think content ideas might be a good one.
Yeah.
What's that idea?
I think so.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay. All right.
See you next time. Bye.
See ya.